Hello, I'm Mike Andrew, and welcome to my Real Estate Tips and Technology podcast series. This series is designed to provide helpful information to working real estate professionals on all things real estate marketing and technology. And the theme today is link farms and your blog, what to avoid and why you should avoid link farms. During the course of my blog workshops, I present a lot of options on how you can promote and syndicate your blog when you're just starting out. And one of the ways you can generate new readers is by putting your blog with what the experts call link farms. Now, the question you may have on the tip of your tongue is, what is a link farm? Well, link farms are websites that have lots of inbound links that help increase their ranking and page rank on search engines such as Google. Some of these sites actually build or contain links to unrelated websites just to help them build that page rank. And sometimes these sites also link to themselves. Now, search engines are very strict on link farms, and in some cases ban them altogether from being indexed and displayed in search results. If they are banned by Google, for instance, they will lose their page rank. But that's not the worst part, because if your blog is linked to one of these sites, then you too can be banned and lose your page rank. That is why it is extremely important that you know what a link farm is and you know how to properly identify one so that you avoid linking to that site. If in the past you haven't analyzed the sites and directories you link to, then you really need to start doing so, as they can have a massive impact on your site or blog's ranking. It's most important that you review the site closely before adding a link to it. Hopefully, the following advice will help you know what to look for and help identify a link farm. Firstly, the site has lots of links. If you go to a site and has lots and lots of links, then you should immediately realize it is possibly a link farm. Secondly, low page rank. Usually link farms get penalized by Google and lose their page rank. Therefore, you need to be very careful if you see a site with a page rank of zero. Now, not all sites with this rank are link farms, of course, but at least this will help you start to look very closely at the site. Thirdly, little or no content. Those that control link farms don't care about content. All they want is the inbound links to help drive PageRank. Therefore, as a rule, don't link to a site that has little or no content on it. And finally, badly maintained sites. Most link farm webmasters don't maintain their sites very well. Links are really all that are important to them. I've just removed my blog from one site that had heaps of broken links and links to pages that went nowhere, so check them carefully. Be careful as well as to where you link your site. I added a link to a site about 6 months ago that was heavily used by spammers, unknown to me of course, and this caused my blog to be flagged by WordPress and removed from public view. The first I knew about it was when my traffic decreased considerably, so be careful, as WordPress will not notify you that you have been flagged. My advice is to check out the directories and sites really, really well before you link to them. If you're still not sure, check out some really well-known blogs that have been around for a while to get a feel of what sites they link to. If you need help, please just leave me a comment on my blog and I'll respond to you accordingly. For more information, please visit my blog at www.mikeandrewrealestate.com or follow me on Twitter. Just look for Mike Andrew RE. And you can follow me on Facebook. Just use this link, www.facebook.com/Mike.Andrew. I hope this information is of assistance to you. Thanks for listening.